Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Rock Hunter.
Morning.
It's 7-Eleven. Don't forget to find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock. Underscore.
I don't have it fired up right now, but if you could see it, okay, go ahead and give the link.
It's rock underscore 107 underscore WIRX. Yeah, if you're on there right now, you can see Hunter and his racing wheel.
So I don't have the game fired up right now. I should. I did yesterday, but for some reason our computers weren't working yesterday, so we couldn't go on Twitch, but... Yeah, man. Tell you what.
We wish we could have seen you play your racing game.
Hey, that's what Twitch is for, right? It's for gaming.
How old are you
again? So now I have an excuse to have this up and ready to play at any given point.
That's true. Honestly, they can't get mad. They can't get mad at you because that's what it's for. You're just in the platform. But what you need to do, though, is you need to do a topless because that's how you get the viewers on Twitch, all right? You got a topless Hunter gaming on his racetrack. No, you need to dress like Toretto from Fast and Furious. Yeah,
seriously, you know? You need to shave the head, get all tan and muscly.
Throw a wife beater on.
Oh, yeah. Family.
Do it for family. We do it for family. All right, quarter mile at a time for family.
So this game, Forza, I love that game. It's a great game, right? Yeah. You can basically make any car you want. The library of cars is ridiculous. So my buddy's building a Charger, right? So I build the exact same car he's building, and I sent him a video of me driving it down in my basement the other day. He's like, what, dude? But he's really building the real thing. I'm like, what am I doing? You know,
yours is pretty good, though. Yours is cool.
Getting ready. I'm like, hey, I'm getting ready to drive your car. He's like, fat chance. It's not the same.
Not even close. Not even close.
You're not wrong on that.
You know what, Hunter? Don't even look at it. Don't even look at it. All right. You get the hell out of here.
I could fishtail in the game.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. I know how to do it. I know how to do it. Check it out. Check out these sweet moves.
Counter-steer, man.
You know what you should build in a game that I have not played in forever? Remember the old Crotch Rocket racing game? Where you'd actually sit on it and you could, oh my God, that was so much fun. You should build something like that.
The one where they would lean.
Yeah. You can lean with it. Yeah.
Especially with the tech they got now, man. I'm telling you. Probably be pretty close.
Yeah.
You just can't mimic G's. That's the only problem.
You just put a big fan in front of you.
that doesn't mimic G's, bro.
Close enough.
It's not going to yank you to the side of your seat.
Close enough. All right.
You have a fan there.
Like you're some doctor. You don't know what you're talking about. Put a fan there. Anyway, well, yes, Hunter, only do the racing during our breaks, not when we're actually on air, just so we stay focused, okay?
All right.
Find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. Some god-awful reason. You look at our stupid faces. With that said, though, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it. Please.
Pump it.
This will probably make you angry, Hunter, but it's an interesting piece of tech news. An unopened factory sealed iPhone from 2007, which was the first year the Apple smartphone was available, sold for $39,000 at auction. Oh, so actually a little bit less than the new iPhone cost you. That's crazy.
It's just a little bit less. No. It's not even that old. There's only one?
It's
all you sheep out there just can't handle it. You can't have one in a package.
Factory sealed, so it's not like just, oh, it's in the box. Like, it's factory sealed. This thing hasn't felt fresh air since 2007.
It doesn't make it any more crazy to me. It's from 2007. It's barely dusty.
Yeah, but you got to look at it. That thing's just going to go up in value, man. The first iPhone, I mean, that's when the world changed. When the smartphone.
Wait. So when you say the first iPhone, so is it number one off the factory?
No. Not number one, but it's the first gen, you know.
Why aren't there more? There should be a ton of these things. It's 2007. It's not like they unburied it
No, but maybe like a lot of the ones that were unsold, maybe they recycled the parts or, you know, they ended up in a landfill. Who knows?
So you're telling me there's very few of these sealed factory first iPhones out there, huh?
Apparently. Apparently. Or
nobody thought of that to like, hey, let's just not open one. It's going to be worth something in like not even that long.
I don't know. But I mean, it's no crazier than a baseball card or a Michael Jordan rookie card, right? You find a handful.
No, because
of them.
Michael Jordan rookie cards back, it's further back.
No, I get that, but this is just going to get, this is a piece of history, man. You got to look at it that way.
$39,000, come on.
It's a piece of history. Hey, the fact that people have paid over $1 million for a baseball card, this doesn't seem that crazy.
That's just ridiculous.
I think you're just more, you're not getting on board because it's
Apple. I can't stand it. I can't stand you guys in your damn iPhones and how proud you. I'm just pissed off at the phone in general. We use them too much.
Hold on, honey.
And now you got
you
snooty bastards out there with your sweet iPhone. Look at me. Look at me. Shut up.
Hold on. I'm taking a call on my iPhone, Hunter. Hold on.
God.
It's Steve Jobs.
It's so simple to use. It's just the best thing ever. It's the best thing since like, we get it. Your sweet iPhone is sweet.
You're so angry. You're so angry.
You sheep out there, man. Like,
I wish I would have read the story. I wish I would have.
You walk with an extra hitch in your step because you have your new iPhone.
Well, we're better than
you.
Look
at you.
That's why. We're better than
you.
I can't even say anything. I got the 7. I got the iPhone 7. Like, most Apple users look at me with my old iPhone 7. Like,
what's that? What's yours worth? $1 trillion? It's an old one.
Probably.
Jesus.
It's got a cracked screen, too.
Of course it does. They all have cracked screens, bro. That one that's sealed in the factory probably has a cracked screen.
As soon as you open it, you're going to have to update it. You know how many updates it's been since 2007? It's been quite a few. It's been quite a few.
You know what? You know what I'm sick of, really? It's because I'm still rocking the Android, you know, and I love it. I absolutely love my Android. Yeah. And you iPhone people out there, you still have an Android, huh? Shut up. I don't know.
You got the Apple guy.
That's the attitude you're taking, huh?
He's a snooty
person.
He's got the AirPods in, all right? He's got his iPhone sitting. He's in a coffee shop, too, by the way. Just remember, he's in a coffee shop.
You know what? You're the equivalent to the Ugg boot, leggings wearing, you know.
North Face female. Yeah,
standing in the long line at Starbucks. That's what you are. You're just another sheep.
He's in a coffee shop. He's got his AirPods in. He's got his Apple Air computer opened up, and next to it is his iPhone. And I'm sure he's got some other. He's got his smartwatch on. He's got his Apple smartwatch on. Yeah, he's got it. On. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yep.
You look so good.
I knew I shouldn't have read that story. You get so angry about it.
I really do, though. And it's the people, you still have Android? Shut up.
It's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed.
Sorry, looking up at you with your iPhone, you people up there and you.
Yeah, peasant. Yeah, you peasant down there with your Android. You know what? Don't even talk to me, Android peasant. Yeah. Anyway, $39,000. So maybe if you got an old one hanging out in your house, go dig that up. You know what? Let's talk about something a little more happy. Okay, let's enjoy the day, for God's sakes.
I'm
gonna go to Peloton. No, big day today, Hunter. It's National Meatloaf Day today.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes. I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! Ma! The meatloaf!
I'll be honest. I love meatloaf.
I do.
It's got a terrible name. All right. Hey, whoever thought it up, like, what is that? Well, I took some meat and I put it in a loaf pan. Meatloaf. That's what it is.
Terrible name for a food, but even so, there was a guy who was like, you know what, that's gonna be my name.
That's gonna be my nickname. I'm gonna try and get that to stick. Oh yeah. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. I do love meatloaf too. I really do.
Are you
my
talking
wife
about
hates
the band or the artist are you talking
both.
About? Oh, okay, both. She hates Meatloaf the artist?
No, the food.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't think she knows who the artist is.
Okay, well, after this break, you need to go play Bat Out of Hell for her, and that's going to decide whether you two stay together or not.
Dashboard lights.
Yeah. If she doesn't like Meatloaf the artist, I got questions. But no, it's hard to beat a nice hearty meatloaf. Ketchup in there, you know, you got the little. Now, do you go full out on your meatloaf? All right, when you let your meatloaf, do you just go, you know?
How do you go full out on the
meatloaf? I'm talking peppers, onions. You got to have like the chives in there. Like you load that up. You load it up.
Yeah, usually there's some stuff in there for sure. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not the one making it.
You know,
either we go and buy it. Sometimes you know at the store they'll have it like pre-made. Like the deli makes it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or the meat department, I should say.
I made like a 3-pound meatloaf once because I wasn't sure like how much. I'm like, you put a lot of meat in there. Dude, that was a brick of meat. All right. That was just a solid, like.
You know, you always kind of put too much on your plate, too.
Oh, every time.
You get halfway through it and you're like, man, that's a lot of loaf.
I grabbed too much meatloaf. It's too much. It's very thick.
What do you eat with it? Mac and cheese or mashed potatoes?
You can eat anything with meatloaf. That's the best part. That's the best part. Do some
green beans.
Some steamed veggies on there. Yeah, maybe a baked potato. You give me a meatloaf and a baked potato. Granted, I'm probably going to have a heart attack shortly after the meal.
Hey, you know what I bet would be good?
What?
Meatloaf, but instead of ketchup, Chick-fil-A sauce. Have you had that Chick-fil-A sauce? You can buy it at the store.
Yeah.
Dude, it's good. It really is good. Somebody hooked me onto it the other day. I'm like, damn.
You could do that or maybe a nice, like, savory barbecue. Put that on there. How about that? How about that? But then is it meatloaf or are you switching what it is?
No, it's still meatloaf. It just has a different thing
just
on the top.
Just a loaf of meat? What a weird thing. This is a weird meal. And kids, as a kid, you got excited. Yes! Mom cooked meatloaf! Yes!
Meatloaf was good.
It was good. Woo. Easy to.
I had some meatloaf tonight.
Anyway, Hunter actually doesn't even choose meatloaf. He just takes that whole thing.
Brock just cuts a hole in his meatloaf.
Damn right I do. Damn right I do. We ruined meatloaf. Damn it. We ruined meatloaf. Ma, the meatloaf. Lastly, here's something you know a lot about women faking orgasms. You don't need to watch When Harry Met Sally to know that women fake orgasms. Do you like that, Hunter? Would you like to rebuke what I just said?
Yeah. Well, you just ask your mom. She'll tell you.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm going to ask my mom?
Huh? That's right.
Yeah. But why do women fake it? That's the question. According to a new study, women fake the big O because they feel insecure and they don't want to appear abnormal or dysfunctional. They also noted that women who aren't so happy in their relationships fake it more. In fact, the study found that fakers exist in both short and long-term relationships. Do you care if your wife fakes it? Let's be honest.
I mean, do you?
No. I still had sex. Like, for me, like,
it's
and again,
a selfish thing to say.
It is very selfish.
It's
it is
a selfish
very,
direction
but
to
this
take.
Is what you got to look at. Younger Brock, all right, I'm gonna go the distance, all right? I don't care if I need to Pedialyte up
you
and
have
take
the
a
stamina.
Break. Right, you did. Like, back in the day, I'm swinging for the fence. But I think even at this point, I think Kiki is just like, if we don't get there, I got stuff to do. It's fine. Are we okay? You know, all right. Good job there, Haas. Now I gotta go do actual stuff. And I'm sitting there, woo! Yes, sir.
You going, woo?
Woo!
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You ever just kind of look around and be like, hey, what are you thinking about? Shopping list? Is that what you're thinking about?
We don't have time to get to that kind of banter back and forth there, right? I'm gonna be honest. All right.
What's going on? You put out a weird vibe over there. Huh?
But I think as my wife now, she's just gotten to the point where she's like, all right, I'll give you a few Yahoos and we'll get on our way because we got stuff to do.
Yahoo,
all right?
here we go.
We're not trying to bust open the tantric sex guide and really.
Oh.
Yeah.
That feels good.
Look, honey, I get that I'm not bringing that much to the table, but do you need to check your watch during it? All right.
Frequently, too. Checking that eye watch.
Boy, this thing is running slow,
like,
I think.
Like, your heart rate didn't even go up.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it went down.
Your smartwatch actually said you should get moving.
You know? You need to stand up and start. It's sad.
God,
take that watch off next time.
That watch is giving me a complex, man.
It's C-blocking me.
That watch is getting in my head, all right? Oh, man. But, yeah, I just, ladies, like, we appreciate it, but don't feel bad if you're not getting there, okay? We should,
oh,
us,
oh, oh.
we as the go. Men need to try harder, all right?
That feels good.
Yeah. All right. We need to bring more meatloaf to the table, if you know what I'm saying, Hunter. Yeah, that's what it is.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Without the ketchup.
Or less loaf. Less loaf. I don't know what I'm saying. All right. Anyway, that's it. That's your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.